And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush my hair.
And what they used to have to sharpen a straight razor on, they call that a leather
strap.
What about something that's smaller than a small thing that you could sharpen a small knife on?
A stone.
Okay, what kind of stone?
A whetstone.
What about something bigger that you could sharpen an axe on that would turn around?
Oh, a grinding stone.
Okay. And something that children play on, they take a board and...
Seesaw.
And if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
And did you ever see anybody take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump up and down on it? Sort of like a trampoline, I guess.
No.
Did you ever hear a joggling board or...
No.
And say you could take a board and fix it in the center and it'd spin around. You call that a...
A merry-go-round.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
No.
And you could tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
Swing.
And something that you could use for moving bricks or something heavy. It has a little wheel in front and two handles.
A wheelbarrow.
And something that people used to use to carry coal in. Did they ever burn coal anywhere around here?
Not that I know of.
What about, you know, on those old-fashioned stoves, the thing that would come up and run from the stove to the chimney?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a stovepipe or funnel or flue?
A stovepipe.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that people drive nowadays? You call that a...
Car.
Any other name for car?
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Oil it.
Or you put the hard stuff on it, you had to...
Grease it.
Okay. And you say yesterday he...
Greased.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
And something that people used to burn in lamps.
Kerosene.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Coal oil.
And did you ever hear people making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
A rag and a bottle and some
kerosene. You know, they take the bottle...
The only thing I think of is a Molotov cocktail.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Uh-uh. I've heard of flambeaux, yeah.
What's a flambeau?
That's what they carry in the parades in New Orleans, Mardi Gras parades. But the flambeaux you see are the, I don't know what it's made of, but it's mm-hmm. a long pole. It's like a T. And
it's
then
like
the flame, it's shaped in a T.
Mm-hmm.
And flames are shooting out from the top. I don't know what it's made of. That's what they call the flambeau carriers in the Mardi Gras parades.
What about the inside the tire of the car?
Inner tube?
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to...
Launch.
What different kinds of boats do they have around here?
Lafitte skiffs.
The what?
Lafitte skiffs.
What's a Lafitte
skiff? It's a flat boat that a lot of shrimpers use.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wide. You have down here, you have pleasure boats. You have pleasure boats of all kinds. You have pirogues.
Mm-hmm. What do they look like?
Pirogues are very small and narrow, and you really have to have your balance to stay afloat.
Are they pointed at both ends?
They're pointed. And then you have your Joe boats.
Your what?
Joe boats.
What's a Joe boat?
A Joe boat is a flat bottom boat with a squared off nose.
Mm-hmm.